Arrested for an attempted armed carjacking in Baltimore City. Police say the teen is accused of trying to carjack a 64-year-old woman at gunpoint on East 23rd Street on March 14th. The teen is one of two suspects wanted in the case, and he is being charged as an adult. The second suspect is still on the loose. The Transportation Security Administration is ready for a busy spring travel season at BWI. Nationwide, the TSA has been screening 2.5 to 2.7 million people each day, and the numbers are starting to increase at BWI. The TSA says the travel volume out of Baltimore is expected to be high this spring, with more than 30,000 individuals going through the checkpoints on a busy day. Officials say their teams work in close coordination with airport, airline, and travel partners, and they're more than ready to handle the increase in volume. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Burrow at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know! Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Rosters need to be finalized by 12 noon today as the Orioles make final preparations for the 2025 baseball season. Opener tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Toronto. It'll be Zach Eflin for Baltimore, Jose Berrios for the Jays. Ravens made a move yesterday, agreeing to terms on a one-year deal with veteran cornerback Chidobe Awuzie. Baltimore filling the slot left when Brandon Stevens opted to sign with the Jets. Awuzie entering his ninth NFL season. Other NFL news, Russell Wilson now a Giant, and former Terp Stephon Diggs now a Patriot. On the ice last night in Winnipeg, the Caps did not get the desired result, but Alex Ovechkin's chase continued.
Van Riemsdyk is still up in the play, lost his hockey stick. Nice pass, Ovechkin, yeah, scores! Alex Ovechkin, 889, Washington 2-all.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal ties it with 4 minutes to play. But the Jets beat the Caps in OT, 3-2. Ovi now just six away. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Loxley responds to Kevin Willard. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBS Weather Channel forecast.
Some fine spring temperatures today through the rest of the week. Sunny, 54 today. Tomorrow, 60 the high. Friday's warmer. A shower or two, 66 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 49 degrees in Dundalk, 45 in Owings Mills, and 43 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. And, of course, if you're in the state of Maryland and even beyond, because, of course, it's the number one national story, you know that this is the one-year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Of course, they're hosting a ceremony right now in the Dundalk area to commemorate. And I can see that Governor Wes Moore is there. Senator Bill Ferguson was on stage. And it looks like they're moving through pretty quickly because it looks like they've got quite a bit of speakers there to say a few words. And so that's kind of what we're doing here on WCBM. If you want to weigh in about your memories of the bridge, perhaps you grew up near the bridge, or perhaps you remember that morning when you found out that it no longer existed. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're also talking about Governor Wes Moore. We're talking about the state budget. We're talking about taxes and everything that's going on in Annapolis. And I just want to remind you, the question of the day is up at WCBM.com, and that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's very simple. Are you satisfied with the timeline for the Key Bridge rebuild? Right now, 100% of you say no. We're told that it's not going to be open to traffic until sometime in 2028. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, when this bridge was first constructed back in 1972, even then they believed it wasn't going to take more than 2.5 years. It ended up being behind schedule because they were $33 million short. But it did open to traffic in 1977. So basically what they're telling us is, even though we've come so far with technology, and we've done it before, right? It's not like we haven't done it before. We've done it before in that exact location. But they're telling us it's going to take just as much time, even with that, the obstacles that they had in 1972 because of the budget. I just don't believe that. Now, of course, we had one caller point out, you know, this is what happens when you got the unions and everybody else involved, and lots of people with their hands in the pot. But if I were Governor Moore, knowing what the collapse means for so many, whether it's the traffic, whether it's the more money people are spending on gas, whether it's, you know, supply chain issues, if I were Governor Moore, I would be hurrying this timeline along. But he was also asked about this timeline on Fox News Sunday, and he repeated at that time to Shannon Bream that, yes, 2028. You know what? And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to be that person. I'm going to be that person for 1 second, though. In 2028, I'm assuming that's when Governor Moore is going to throw his hat in the ring for the Oval Office. And I'm assuming in 2028, he is going to want to stand on top of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and say, look what I built. Do you guys feel that way? Or am I being silly? I'm going to go back to the phone lines here. I've got, Don in Baltimore. Don, you wanted to weigh in. Hey, Don.
Quick history lesson here. I remember at the time of the bridge collapse, prior to the collapse, we could actually see the bridge from our house. And at the time that it collapsed, I guess it was early morning hours, it woke my wife up. Now, normally you're accustomed to hearing noises coming from the marine terminal, but it was something unlike anything she ever heard. So it was loud enough. It woke her up. Wasn't really sure what the source of the noise was, so she nodded back off to sleep. And about 5 a.m., our son called. He said, turn the news on, the bridge collapsed. And we're thinking, no, this has got to be a joke. So we turned the news on, and my God, it's gone. And the sad part is it seems so surreal now. Yeah. When you look in the area, and the bridge is gone. It's no longer there. What I found especially discouraging was the fact, not only the fact that the bridge collapsed, but within 48 hours, every politician flocked to the site. They all had to get their moment to shine, their moment in the camera. And I think, come on, people, you know, this is the first time and probably the last time you ever come down to this area.
Yeah.
Really discouraging.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we saw all the videos, Don, of, you know, you did have politicians at some of the bars in the area serving beer, laughing and joking it up. But you're right. A lot of those politicians have never been in that area. And I forgot to thank, silly me, all of our first responders that were there and working so hard. Interesting that your wife heard that sound. Some people did say they heard a little something, but they considered it to be just thunder in the sky.
She did make mention. She did make mention that, I mean, you acclimated to the fact that, yeah, you're going to hear some noise coming from the marine terminal.
Right.
But it was unlike anything she ever heard. And those were her exact words.
Wow.
It woke her up. I know that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here we are 1 year later. Hopefully we'll get some more information on how much faster we can get this bridge back up. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Don, so much for calling in.
All things in due time. Have a good day.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Let's see. We'll continue here with the calls. I've got Andy in Joppa. Andy, wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. I want to follow up on what Mark was talking about earlier. I'm a coin dealer and show promoter in the state of Maryland. And the reference that he was trying to get to is actually from the Maryland State Budget Reconciliation and Financing Act. It's page 57 that we're looking for removal.
Okay.
So there's actually four senators that are key to this yet. While it's passed through the House, we still have a chance in the Senate to get this done. As you probably already know, Senator Rosa Pepe and Senator Guzon, those are the chair and vice chair of the committee going on right now. Senator Nancy King, Senator Karen Young, Senator Shelley Heidelman, and Senator Corey McRae are all key to what's going on here. They're all open to understanding what's happening here with the repeal of the precious metals exemption. For me, what it means personally is that the show that I run down at the Timonium Fairgrounds five times a year, I'm probably going to have to shut that down because a large portion of our business is the bullion side of this.
Okay.
All the states around us, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, all have exemption taxes for precious metals. If Maryland loses this, then all that money is going out of state to those states. The other thing that's happening is that while we run these shows and we have customers from across the border, that brings money into the state of Maryland, which is additional tax money for the stuff under $1,000. So we're going to be hurting in this industry. And I'd like to point out, too, I believe it was in 1990 that the state enacted the exemption, which was a very smart move because they actually brought in major bullion dealers into the state and grew it. So now we're at risk of losing those folks. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, call those senators and email and be respectful and ask them to pull page 57 of the BRFA. So, you know, it's really sad that this is happening in the cloak and dagger shade of night, because normally when this repeal comes up, it gets defeated when it's in the open, but it's been slipped into the Budget Reconciliation Act. So it seems like a shady move on that.
Wow. That does seem shady, Andy. So that's in the BRFA. And I texted my friend Glenn Gilhar, and he said that it's most likely in the BRFA. You're saying page 57. Let me ask you before you go, Andy, and I'm sorry that you're dealing with this. I think Mark said that they're really, you know, if they push this through, they're only going to end up catching about $3.5 million. Is that all?
That's about it. And that's what they're expecting, is as if everything stayed the same.
Right.
So they're expecting nobody leaving the state, you know, things like that. But once this goes in, there's a number of dealers and show promoters that live within 10 miles of the state border that are already saying, we're going to re-domicile in the adjacent state. So what they're going to end up doing is probably have double the loss, basically.
Wow.
So they're not going to gain anything. They're actually going to lose revenue on this one.
All right, I'm gonna work on this now. Page 57, and Senator Corey McRae. If you could give us the names of the senators one more time, there, Andy, before you go.
Yes. So it's Senator James Rosa Pepe, who's the chair.
Okay.
Senator Guy Guzon is the vice chair. Then Senator Nancy King, Senator Karen Young, Senator Shelley Heidelman, and Senator Corey McRae. And folks, be respectful when you reach out to them. Just ask them to please pull that page 57 out of the BRFA.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Andy. And we'll make sure we put a call to action out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day. Look, if only $3.5 million, they've got way more than that over there at an abortion fund, with the, you know, tied up with House Bill 930. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I am going to call over there during the break, too. I'm going to figure out what's going on. I'm going to start with Senator Guy Gazzone. But as you heard there, Senator Cory McCrae, I don't know if he's going to move on it. He's the one that wants to raise a minimum wage to $20 an hour. Not sure if that's worth your time. All right. We're gonna figure this out, though. I've got Jack and Timonium. Jack, we were talking about the Key Bridge. It's the one-year anniversary.
Yes. Hi. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Doing well.
Tim, it dawned on me as I'm losing my second cup of coffee here that we have a real vacuum leadership politically in Maryland. From Brandon Scott in the city, I don't have to go in with him. You know more about him than most people. Governor Moore, who thinks he's going to be president, I can't see that at all. A year, and nothing's been done on the bridge.
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people?
I know. They told us all this time it took a year for the engineers to put together a blueprint, which I just don't believe.
I don't believe that either, not for 1 minute. They're trying to figure out a way to divert the federal money
right
to their own ridiculous, quote, causes, unquote. And then, of course, we got the Archbishop from the spiritual leadership who is trying to find every way he can to hide money.
Right.
So he doesn't have to pay those poor people that were abused, one of whom was my cousin.
Oh, no.
Same, just about the same age as me. We're more like brothers than cousins. And I'm telling you, it almost destroyed his life. He was very lucky he met a woman 50 years ago that helped him, put it that way. And
yeah.
They got married and they had a couple of kids, and you know, he got straightened out, but absurd. And then this guy, and he did the same thing in Bridgeport, Connecticut when he was up there.
Ugh.
What was going on up there, all the sexual abuse.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm so sorry that your cousin had to deal with that. I'm glad that he's doing well. And I actually have that on my show plan today to talk about the latest arrest, the priest that was at St. Agnes. But, you know, as you mentioned, Jack, there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for their payouts as well. And you're right. We don't have leadership currently in this state. We just don't.
We don't. And the people better wake up, better move. I guess a lot of them are moving.
Yeah, yeah. That's the unfortunate part, too, as well, for some of us that can't move. Well, Jack, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, good luck to you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you. We are remembering the Key Bridge. We are talking about taxes and what's going on in Annapolis. And, of course, talking about Governor Wes Moore, because he doesn't seem to be fixing the problem at all. I've got Herb in Essex. Herb, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. Hey, Kim. I remember going across that bridge when it first opened, and it was cold, and my 66 convertible Mustang with the top down with one of my girlfriends, I don't remember which one, but going across there, and I remember when I first rode across there, we got to the top and took pictures from the very top of it and thinking how tall this bridge was and hoping that enough the ships could get underneath of it without hitting it, and that was back in 77. Another thing is, you know, when that bridge opened up, you had a lot of people that worked at, on the other, I mean, that lived on the other side of the bridge that came across to work at Bethlehem Steel.
Yeah.
And at that time, when the bridge first opened up, I was, in 78, I started working at Port Covington and then went to work at Bethlehem Steel a year and a half later for the railroad in both of them. And you had so many people that traveled across that bridge, and now that it's gone, I don't know how they're commuting. You have all the businesses that took over where Bethlehem Steel was, all those people. There's a lot of people that live on the other side of the river. You know, they could set up, if they had any brain power in our government, which they absolutely have no out-of-the-box thinking, they could set up in no time a ferry system to bring people from one side to the other. And they could do that in a month. All they have to do is build out a pier if they don't have them already, have it so that people could drive onto the ferry and ferry them across with two, maybe four ferries. I mean, they could get a lot of people back across the river and, you know, do it reasonably economical for the people. It's just that the people that we have in government don't understand that and you go in any part of our government, city, county, state, and the countrywide, they try to think, you had a person a couple days ago saying about the people living in one part of the city about how polluted it is, living around all this pollution because of industry being there. Well,
yeah.
If you don't have industry, you don't have a city. The most important part that makes a city, makes it viable, makes it healthy, makes it the people there able to live there, is industry, big industry. And when you run it all out of the state or the county or the city, like they did in here, I mean, look, they ran Bethlehem Steel out, they ran GM out, they ran many other places out because of taxes and regulations and made it so that they couldn't compete, and they left. So yeah. What were we left with? We're left with a city that was, I think at that time, at one point we had 2 million people in Baltimore City, I think, or 2.5 million, and now we're down to, what, 600,000?
Yeah.
And most of the people that were left there, you know, a lot of them worked in that big industry, and they had no money. And,
right.
And all the small businesses, the small mom-and-pop shops that supported the people that went to work there, you know, Mickey's is one of them down by Bethlehem Steel, and you had different places all around. Once that place, those places shut down, the industry, all those businesses were lost, and all those people that were making money and worked there, they're gone.
Yeah.
So you, the most important thing is to have industry to make a city healthy. But
yeah.
You need to take and make sure that that industry, if it's making pollution or if it's making things to as bare minimum as you can, and not have people live all around it. Look at Bethlehem Steel. It has a city that built up all around Bethlehem Steel and Curtis Bay. That's where it was. And Curtis Bay, the same thing. You know, people decided to live there. But when people with Bethlehem Steel, after the bridge is built, people wanted to live away from where Bethlehem Steel, so they moved to the other side of the bridge, so they weren't around all that pollution.
Well, Herb, but, you know, I understand you 100%. We're coming up on a break here. But no, I'm right there with you. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your memory of the bridge. And yes, that's David that calls in about Curtis Bay. I think, honestly, if we could just contain the cars that come in from West Virginia, I think that would solve a lot of the issues. Right now, I do want you to imagine something. I'm hoping it's not something that affects you, but imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, "I love you," or the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or even WCBM. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially, and you don't want any of that. But if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, I do want you to call Audiology Associates. You can call them at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area to make it easier for you. So please call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Jasmine Crockett steps in it again, which begs the question, how does feces step in feces? Democrats do another face plant with a fake scandal to get shot down in a heartbeat.
Wah, wah. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. 1 year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Also, we're receiving some text messages here from a few delegates. Some of them are about to hit the floor. Some of them just getting off the floor. Let me see if we can get somebody to call in the next hour and give us an update on what's going on in Annapolis. That would be great. Also, if you want to call in and weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Lynn in Owings Mills. Lynn, you wanted to weigh in on the Key Bridge?
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody stick up for the engineers on this yet. I mean, have they even decided who's engineering the project? I mean, it took them so long to figure out how they were going to pay for it. Usually when they select an engineer, you find out who's actually doing the work. So if they're talking about having it done in 3 years, I think that's fast, because it's going to take over a year to design it. This is not an off-the-shelf kind of thing. I mean, in 50 years, regulations have changed, technology has changed, and what it's going to take to engineer it. I mean, from designing, detailing, checking, make sure everything works correctly, and then you got to go through the bid process under most things because it is the amount of money we're going to spend on it. So I think 3 years is a fast project for a bridge.
So you think
they're not just going to throw something up.
So you think 3 years is a decent amount of time. How about the fact that it took a year to get a blueprint? How do you feel about that one?
That's fast.
That's fast.
That's very fast. That's very fast.
An entire year?
I'm engineering 6 miles of water line right now, and I started it last April.
You know what, Lynn? I'm gonna have to reach out and see, get a second opinion here, because I just can't imagine that is quick. And right now, it's just, you know, we need it up quickly. But I appreciate you calling in, and I will note that here. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. You said that this is a fair amount of time. I will say, everyone that is sitting in that traffic every day, they don't think so at all. But Lynn, you may be correct in this, and I'm going to reach out and see if I can get a second opinion here. If you want to weigh in on any of the conversations today, please do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm going to see if I can get a delegate to get on the line in the next hour. I know they're very, very busy, but I'm getting text messages now, so we'll see what happens.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Atlantic has released the entire Signal chat among Trump senior national security officials. The published Signal chat shows that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided the exact times of warplane launches, strike packages, and targets just hours before the attack. The disclosure comes after the Trump administration insisted the war plans were not revealed in the messaging app. DOGE takes a closer look at public broadcasting today. PBS and NPR officials are set to appear before the House DOGE subcommittee as they prepare for questions about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through a more than $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Both PBS and NPR have been slammed for their far-left programming. This is SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Expectations are high, yet at the same time somewhat muted for the 2025 Orioles. As Baltimore gears up for opening day tomorrow, Birds have made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 25 years, but have failed to win a playoff game. Zach Eflin takes the hill tomorrow for Baltimore at 3:07 p.m., roster needs to be set by 12 noon today. Head football coach Mike Loxley addressed the media gathered in College Park yesterday for the start of Maryland spring football. Loxley was asked about Kevin Willard's public comments last week concerning the split of NIL money at Maryland.
I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
Bam! And on that note, how about this? Derek Queen's comments when asked why he and the team listen to and respect Willard in the first place.
He do pay us the money.
And then so we got to listen to him.
Show me the money. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens bolster their defense. And that is Stein on Sports.
This is a little bit more March-like. Cooler weather today. After today, the temperature steadily warmed back up the rest of the week. Will turn out sunny. 54 the high today. Temperatures tonight dropping into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and mild. 60 the high. Friday, we might see a shower or two. Not much rain. 66 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and this is the one-year anniversary of when it fell. So this year, this time last year, you were probably waking up, and if you watch TV or if you just listen to the radio, you probably were in shock fairly quickly to learn that the Francis Scott Key Bridge had collapsed. And at that point, we knew that a ship had hit the bridge. We did not know the ship's name was the Dolly for quite some time. But I would think by 10:35, we did know that. We did know that by 10:35 a.m. last year. We did not know at this time how many lives were lost. We do know that we lost 6 lives, which is phenomenal considering the fact that you had other cars and trucks on that bridge. And those that jumped into action and put out the Mayday calls and made sure to make, there weren't any other cars or trucks that were able to pass at that time. And if you go back and look at the minute by minute, I mean, talk about the heroes that were there that day. And of course, our first responders that responded to this, and that was a very cold morning. I don't know if you guys recall, it was freezing and they had to jump into that water and they were able to save 2 lives out of the water itself. And this is when we started to learn more about the individuals that we lost. You know, they were up there doing construction. Of course, I think many of us ended up seeing the pictures and the videos of the construction truck underneath the water. It was just so heartbreaking to see the families waiting. Because remember, they didn't get everybody's body out immediately. We were waiting and waiting and waiting. And because they had to remove so much of the bridge to be able to do so. And so today we are reflecting on 1 year ago and also talking about what's going on in Annapolis. As I mentioned, we're getting text messages and things in from delegates in Annapolis. I've got a couple things, one from Delegate Brian Chisholm and one from Delegate Nino Mangione. And of course, if you want to weigh in anytime today about the Key Bridge or the budget, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Donnie in Towson. Donnie, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I tell you, Kim, your station does so much for the state of Maryland and all the counties through the state. And between your station and Fox 45, you're the only two that report the news correctly, and you're willing to take on whoever's in charge some decent answers. To me, that's journalism, and you are to be commended with that. But there's a new slogan coming out right now about more. No more with more. And if they had to put a ratings on him right now, it would be sad. I, as a Marylander, I'm ashamed of this governor as a Marylander. And I don't have anything against him personally or anything like that, but the way he's governed this state, I wish we had a governor like Texas or something like that, that we can that the governor could govern. The counties are not safe. You still have carjackings. Where is this guy at? And now it's been a year, as the anniversary is today. The port is partially to blame for this collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, because they were foretold it was dangerous to go out. The reason why it wasn't escorted all the way out, because it's $400 an hour for a tugboat. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
So that's all been covered. That's all been covered up. But you'll hear anybody being fired because of this. And why do you have to bring big containers? Why can't they have two containers, not that size? I don't understand any of that, Kim. Maybe you can get some light on that. But we all love you, and you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you, Donnie. I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words. And there are a lot of people that feel the same way you do. And I think that's why I said before, I think Governor Wes Moore is very vulnerable coming up here in 2026. And I would think even in his own primary.
You just hit a bullseye.
Yeah.
I'm serious, because you're anticipating something that we're all seeing for our eyes right now. And when these people go to the... And it's a shame. This man has every opportunity to help this state. He's nowhere to be found. He's got his head shaved nice and shiny, and he's got a nice smile. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. Well, some people think that's all you need.
Thanks a lot, Kim. You have a good day.
You too, Donnie. Thank you so much. I was just kind of comparing, and there was some comparisons done between the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the Walt Whitman Bridge in Philadelphia. And the time that it took to erect that bridge, it was 3 years and 9 months. The total length of that bridge, 11,981 feet. And then I was trying to compare that to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They're saying it's going to take us about 4 years to complete it, 8,636 feet. Now, I do believe they say they're going to make it a bit taller, which would obviously add some feet. But I don't know. I just can't imagine this thing taking 4 years. Lynn, I appreciate you calling in. And we do. We appreciate all of our engineers and those that understand the ins and outs here calling in. I guess in my heart, I don't. In my heart, right? I guess facts don't care about your feelings. Is that where you say this? In my heart, I don't want it to take 4 years. But you know what? It might end up being just that. I do believe that we could have had a faster blueprint up. I don't think an entire year. Maybe they were waiting a bit. You know what? Maybe here's the thing. Maybe in the very beginning, they didn't know how much money they were going to get from the federal government. And perhaps they were waiting to figure out how much money they had to spend on this thing. That's the only thing I could think of. I got Greg in Pasadena. Greg, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
And condolences and prayers for all those who have been affected by this, especially the ones who unfortunately died, and for everybody that has been severely, drastically affected by this this terrible tragedy. And it's been very disappointing that we have not heard anything about anyone trying anything or make any suggestions or brainstorm about how to alleviate the problems that this has caused. I was thinking right from the very beginning that why not do a ferry system from Trade Point Atlantic over to Fort Armistead? And this would be only for the commercial traffic, not for cars.
Okay.
Just for any, like, you know how they talked about the tractor trailers with the tankers, the fuel tankers and the propane tankers, and that those vehicles can't go through the tunnels.
Yeah. I mean, look, if we could get them off the highway. Go ahead.
If you put them on a ferry, and Amazon's they're a commercial operation. Now, they can go through the tunnels, but if you could alleviate traffic off of 695 and 95, and through the city, if they could do something like, it would not be that big of a deal to do a ferry. There are many, many successful ferry systems that operate in this country.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they haven't thought about this in this year's time either, Greg, because you're right. Get some of those trucks.
It shows you the innovation and the leadership that we have.
Oh, yes. You know what? I will say this. Great. I'm glad you brought this up, Greg. We have zero innovation in this state. Zero. I have not heard an innovative idea, I don't think, and I don't know how long, from our leaders in this state. They can't figure out how to get more corporations here. They can't figure out how to get careers here in general. They can't figure out any of these things. They can't figure out how to get the juveniles to stop committing crimes. It's just like, on and on and on. And I think that's one of our other issues. It's like, yeah, we've got poor leadership. A lot of them are incompetent, but nobody has any bright ideas.
Spread the word.
Yeah. Greg, thank you so much.
That's the only thing. I haven't heard anything. I think it's a good idea, and it wouldn't be that expensive. And even Amazon and those companies that own the tanker, the commercial companies, probably would be willing to kick in some money for it. It's costing them a fortune to do all this extra driving.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's a supply chain issue. Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. You too. Of course, I should have figured that this was going to be a hot topic for today. I don't know why I wasn't thinking that. Silly me. Because it is a one-year anniversary, and many of us are feeling the effects here, a year later. I did want to play for you, though, because I was very impressed with the speech that Delegate LaToya Kongola gave on the floor yesterday. And I've got some sound here because I want you to just hear, and it's not very long. I want you to just hear what LaToya had to say because I think it really resonated. Take a listen.
This is certainly not a benefit, okay? This is not a benefit at the local level. Think about the responsibility that this is going to put on our counties, okay? How are we going to raise these funds? We're going to raise these funds through property taxes. We're going to have to reallocate funds. There are going to have to be major shifts for us to do this. And why is it now being done at the county level? Because of the fiscal irresponsibility at the state level. So let me just say this really quickly because I want to wrap up. When I was growing up, I grew up in a single family home in low income housing, and one of my mom's favorite sayings was, make it enough. Okay? When she sent me to the corner store with $5, I had to figure out how to make it enough. And we've gotten to the point in this state where we are not practicing enough fiscal responsibility, where we're really practicing how to make it enough, so that way we are not making people suffer for the consequences of our actions. So I'm asking you now to please just consider these amendments, because we have put amendments on the table that could potentially save Marylanders $1.6 billion, and you all have pretty much just rejected all of them. Okay, we're all suffering as a result of the decisions that are being made here in this body. So I'm asking you all to please consider this amendment, because we want to save tax dollars here in the state of Maryland for once. Thank you.
And that was Delegate LaToya Kongola. We were here and we were there that night that she was nominated for that position, because it was a vacated seat and she's doing a phenomenal job. But what she said there is so true. Remember that when they would tell you? My mom used to say the same thing. Make it enough. Make it enough. But here you have legislators doing the exact opposite. They are just going to continue to take and take and take until they have enough. And the fact that we're still even discussing the blueprint just shows you how out of touch all of those Democrats in Annapolis are. They feel as though that nothing is going to come for them. But I tell you what, and this is what I'll say to all those Democrats that are listening, it is your time to shine. It is your time to shine. It is time that you primary some of those individuals in Annapolis that continue to raise taxes on all of us. Those that are in Annapolis that think they're in cushy blue seats and they cannot be touched. Democrats, I'm asking you now, get together. Figure it out. You can primary these individuals. Just think about it. We talk about it all the time. A lot of those up there, they're not really politicians. They're mediocre at best. Many of them can't speak, can't read. I don't know if they went through the Baltimore City public school system, but I'll let it slide. I know where we are. But at the end of the day, when it comes to, and this is what Greg in Pasadena pointed out, no one has any ideas. There's no bright ideas. They say it. They put them in the speeches all the time. Right? Congressman Johnny Olszewski, we're going to be innovative and we're going to modernize the system. You know what's so innovative and so modern about Johnny O? Just yesterday, he called for an investigation into the leak on Signal. I guess you got to get attention any way you can. But he's got a job to do, too. And yet they're not attempting to do their job. I do have a press release here real quick I wanted to read to you from Delegate Nino Mangione. It says, Delegate Nino Mangione from 42A stood on the floor of the Maryland House of Delegates today in total opposition to the current budget. Mangione earlier opposed the budget in the Appropriations Committee as well. Delegate Mangione said this. He said, this budget contains the largest tax increase in Maryland's history. It is worse than anything Martin O'Malley and Anthony Brown ever did to Maryland. And I will be damned if I am sitting quietly and just allowing this to happen. Again, that was Delegate Nino Mangione. He continued by saying, the continuous irresponsible spending by Governor Moore and the Democrat supermajority has led Maryland to an uncertain future of tax increases, loss of opportunity, and the destruction of businesses of every size. This is really sad. And the people of Maryland deserve better. Again, that is Delegate Nino Mangione. Trust me when I tell you the Republicans up there, they are fighting. They are fighting, but they are in the minority. And it is tough. But Delegate Nino Mangione wants you to know that he is voting no right now when it comes to this budget. I've got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, you wanted to weigh in on the Key Bridge?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Kim. Yeah, well, like Greg said, everybody had a lot of good stuff to say. Greg was saying, like, thought maybe, a ferry going across. Yeah. I literally thought, you know how the war in Ukraine, the minute that one of the bridges got busted down, they had a flotilla, right? They put a flotilla up just until they got it, whatever they're going to do, if they're going to build it or whatever. It's like the true leadership. You would think, like, when Trump come out and said no taxes on tips, I thought you already about more when he talked about the when he came out there about when the bridge got in. I was telling my sister, he's good. He's going to do all this stuff. And she's like, well, she's bought certain things. I'm like, now give him a chance. And then I just thought, yeah, now all these people, did we figure out yet how much money that like these people are losing from going through the bridge? Like, you got Amazon, you got everything over there now. It used to be Spears Point. I'm like, these are the people that paid the taxes. You would think, well, how much are you losing? Maybe they'll give them a free, gas for the month or something like that, until it gets fixed. And then just crazy to me, you got to go all the way around and nobody gets no more money. And then it's like, okay, the people got to move out or get on welfare or whatever the hell you got to do. And it's like, what in the heck? I know the money can't be an issue. That's just not an issue. There's just so much money coming in everywhere in our country. So it's like, okay, do we find out? I just want to know, do we ever find out how much we actually are losing or no, people are losing, from every day? How many people came through there each day to pay tolls? It's like, it's brutal. It's brutal. So a year later, and we hear they're thinking about whatever they're thinking about it or whatever. And it's like, come on. No way. I can't figure it out. And it's like, you say something, and I almost feel like people think you're trying to start something. It's like, oh, man, it's brutal. You see this a tunnel? It's like falling down. The top's falling. I was always afraid to go on out. I would take the bridge because I thought the tunnel would blow up one day, fall apart. Oh, boy, it's just crazy. How much money we need to get things done?
Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You're right. I mean, this is basically what NTSB told us, that we, we've got nightmares here in Maryland. They're not really doing the assessments, but they're doing all the photo ops, all the ribbon cuttings. And we've known this for quite some time. We know that people just get in office and start showboating, and they don't get things accomplished. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. So if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, that is 410-922-6680. We'll continue talking about Wes Moore, the budget, the fight the Republicans are having in Annapolis. Also, our favorite representative out of Texas, Jasmine Crockett, she made some interesting comments about the governor of Texas yesterday. I wanted to play that for you because, of course, that clip is going viral. So we'll do that when we get back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower. iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal, and I'm the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, good morning. We're talking about, the one-year anniversary of the collapse of Francis Scott Key Bridge. That is today. Let's see, it's about 10:54. What do we know by 10:54? I think by this time, we definitely knew that there were construction workers on the bridge. I don't think we knew exactly how many and how many were lost at that point. Got a text from Marty. Marty says, don't forget, one went into the water, and then one was able to just walk off the bridge. The one in the water was able to get out, but because he had manual windows, it was able to lower his windows, unlike those with the electric windows. Yes, Marty, thank you so much for that reminder. I appreciate you. I've got Clay in Oaks Mills. Clay, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Good morning. A lot of people don't remember this, but the Key Bridge originally was built on the cheap because when the federal government's contributing to building, say, a bridge, they'll tell Maryland, okay, we'll give you this much money, period. So when you get into cost overruns and so on, and material, they don't pay it anymore. It comes entirely out of the state's pocket. So the state built it cheap. Here was this magnificent six-lane bridge, but it had a two-lane approach to both ends. It was just a little two-lane approach. That's why the road was originally designated Maryland 695, not Interstate 695, yeah, because it didn't meet the interstate standards.
Okay.
Then a couple years later, then Maryland goes back to the Fed and say, oh man, we need more money. We have to widen the access roads, and the federal gives them more money than where otherwise it would have had to come out of Maryland's pocket.
Yeah.
So something else interesting, on the day it collapsed, I heard part of the Maryland Transportation Authority radio communications, and there was one officer, I don't know which end he was on, but he was finishing up doing a traffic drag to get all the cars stopped, and he said on the radio, okay, dispatch, I'm going up on the bridge to get the construction guys off. And there was a pause, and then he says, dispatch, you better call everybody because the bridge is in the river. It's gone. That was the most intense radio conversation I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. You and me both, Clay. What a day that was. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too. You too. And I did see, it looks like Channel 11 does have up those calls and a timeline there where you can actually tune in and listen to what happened that day and what was going on back and forth on those calls. You know, absolutely tragic. Absolutely tragic. And we're still waiting to see exactly how much the cargo ship company will be held liable for this. Now that we have the Transportation Authority coming out saying, look, you know what? Maryland's held liable a bit too, because you guys did not assess these bridges and do what you need to do for proper maintenance and protocols. So we'll see what happens here. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. And like I said, I did want to share with you some of the viral content that I saw on X yesterday in regards to Representative Jasmine Crockett. She said some not so nice things about Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. She did respond after she was called out by many people. And of course, her response is exactly what I thought it would be. So stay right there. We got much to discuss when we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling.